We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
The primary election is over and the results? I don't think there were any big surprises. However,
no way.
We had KDK TV's political analyst John Delano with us. John, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys.
JD, he woke you up. You were sound asleep when he called you, weren't you?
No, I'm an early bird. You know that.
No, man.
Mark, you're the only guy who texts me at 5 a.m. in the morning, and I do respond, don't I?
Larry said it, and he's right. There wasn't a single surprise, was there, brother?
No, not really. Yeah. I think Eugene DePasquale, who running for attorney general, won by a bigger margin than a lot of people thought.
You're right.
But again, he's the only candidate who had run statewide. Now, I do think Aaron McClellan from Allegheny County, who upset the state-endorsed, the party-endorsed candidate from Erie County, Ryan Bizarro, that was a surprise in the race for treasurer.
And no one even knows who the hell you're talking about with them, I mean.
Right, that's exactly right. So The bottom line is that most people didn't know anybody going into this race, and they come out not knowing too much either.
Oh, my goodness.
But it's going to set it up for the fall, and we'll see where we go.
Nice.
You know, yesterday we talked about how few people were going to vote.
Right.
And I think I said under 30%. It turns out about 26, 27% voted, meaning three-quarters did not bother to participate.
In the District 12, the congressional seat Summerlee holds and apparently will continue to hold.
Yeah, but that wasn't a massive turnout.
43%.
Yeah, I mean, come on.
It's better than...
In the Democratic primary.
Let me say this, though, John, and I know a lot of folks who are Jewish, they can't stand that woman. And I know I'm speaking for a whole group of folks who are Jewish, but they really have, and I know you know this, and we're not trying to get into that whole conversation, but they have a lot of animus toward that woman. They just do.
Well, you know.
Right or wrong, you know.
Yeah, Summerlee has very strong views. She says she's not anti-Semitic and that there's a big difference between being anti-Israel and being an anti-Semite. And she has every right to oppose Israel and Benjamin Netanyahu's policies in Gaza. And frankly, there are a lot of Jewish groups, Jews for Peace, for example, that side with her. And she had a lot of Jewish folks with her in this election as well. So, you know, these...
But hold on a second. Let me jump in real quick, because you're right, John. But let me say this. It does not help her with the folks who are Jewish that I know really well. When she tweets this out last night, opposing genocide is good politics and a good policy, to rub it in their wounds. It just is not good policy, sir.
Right. And she also failed to attend when the president of Israel came to the Congress to speak. She boycotted that appearance. So she does things that make others angry, that's the point you're making.
That's where we're at.
All right,
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, finish up, man, please.
I think that in this election, what happened yesterday is history now.
Right on.
Because the real focus is going to be on Joe Biden and Donald Trump.
Yes.
Pennsylvania is make or break. Neither one of those guys can get to the White House without winning Pennsylvania. This is a jump ball in this state. You saw there were a lot of Republicans who voted for Nikki Haley.
Yep, 17%.
I mean, that's a huge slice. Do they go for Biden? Not clear.
It's a great
point. Not clear at all.
It's a great point.
No, apparently, some of them will go for Robert Kennedy.
Yeah, some might, and there may be other third-party candidates on there. So, bottom line is, yesterday's history, we need to focus on what's going to happen this November, and there's a lot of time between now and then for folks to get engaged and to get interested in the candidates and learn more. And you guys will help along the way, I'm sure.
Hey, JD, we're going to see an obnoxious, nauseating amount of money spent. Are we not, sir?
Oh, yes, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Again, because Pennsylvania, of the 50 states, is must win. I have looked at the Electoral College votes this way and that way. It's really hard to imagine either one of these gentlemen winning the presidency without carrying Pennsylvania.
Nice.
So, you know, we're going to see a lot of them. And you're right, they're going to spend a ton of money on campaign ads, yep, and the like. And they're going to be negative and nasty, as along with the positive ones. And the top of the ticket, in my view, is going to have huge impacts on whether Democrats or Republicans win the Attorney General, Auditor General, and Treasurer's race statewide, races that people don't really know who the candidates are.
It'll be interesting to see who Donald Trump chooses as his running mate, too. And we might not know,
yes,
that until summer, right?
Yes. And the truth is that those vice presidential candidates will make a difference because these are two very old guys. And a lot of folks will worry that neither one of them is going to make it through 4 years.
Nice
we'll
point.
See.
Interesting.
Nice
we'll
point.
Look forward to your coverage, KDK TV political analyst John Delano. And I'm sorry, Marty woke you up, John.
He was in his underwear. John was in his underwear, just trying to sleep a little bit.
Just trying to get some beauty sleep.
There's an image nobody wants to think of, Marty.
All right, John.
I find you very
day,
sexy, my man. JD, you're the man.
Good to see you guys. Hang in there.
All right, John Delano.
Love him.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.